Hi folks, Keith here with the TV episode of Movies and a Meal. Today I'm looking at the new Hulu true crime series, Under the Bridge. To set this one up, it would have been a truly dubious accomplishment of sorts if they had somehow screwed this up, because it presses pretty much all my buttons. First up, true crime is right up my alley, so this limited series about an incident in Saanich, a suburb of Victoria, British Columbia, is perfect for me. Add to that it stars easily two of my favorite actresses working today, Lily Gladstone and Riley Keough, and this one sets up even better. And just throw it out there, three episodes in so far, it certainly doesn't disappoint. There are many plot lines going on here that weave in and out of each other in interesting ways, but it all centers around the mysterious case of Indian-Canadian teen Rena Virk, who has either been killed or has simply run away, and the well-written first three episodes toy with viewers expertly until we find out the truth in gruesome fashion. So now the show shifts to who is the guilty party, and I can't wait to find out. Without them leading the cast, Under the Bridge would still be pretty great, but Gladstone and Keough take this to a whole new level. On the show, Gladstone plays a cop who's following in her family's shadow, and Keough is a writer who moved away but has now returned to write a book. I won't spoil it any more than to say their lives are entwined in many ways, and watching them play off each other is the best thing about Under the Bridge. But no true crime story can succeed without a vivid cast of characters, so of course can become suspects. Here, Under the Bridge shines too, starting with Ritika Gupta as Rena, who to defy her extremely protective parents falls in with exactly the wrong crowd, to give a whole new meaning to Mean Girls. The Seven Oak Girls, as they're known because of the group home where they live, are led by Chloe Guidry as Jo Bell, the queen bee who packs a serious sting. As the original prime suspects in this twisting tale, they're all great, and watch it in particular for their Ouija board seance of sorts for Biggie Smalls. It's a hoot. To tell you any more would be indeed be criminal on my part, so I'll just stop there. As I'm sure you can tell already, I'm thoroughly hooked on this 8-part limited series, and if you're a fan of great true crime storytelling, I think you will be too. As always, you can reach us at moviesandameal@gmail.com, moviesandameal on X/Twitter, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. And thanks for listening.